Van. Van.
Van!
Mrs. H., what are you doing?
I made you some cookies. And look, I wrote your name on this one with some M&Ms.
Wow. I dreamt that it actually happened. And this time I'm wearing pants. Good cookie. Good freaking cookie.
Hey, guys, what's going on?
A perfect moment. Don't ruin it.
While Van was napping, I made him some cookies.
And milk. Your mother is treating me, well, properly.
So Mom came home from work, saw you asleep on the couch, and instead of whacking you with a spoon, she made you cookies?
Good freaking cookie.
Something's fishy about this.
Nothing fishy around here. Just a mother-in-law showing a little love.
Yeah, she likes me, Cheyenne.
Oh, I love him. I love him a lot.
Yeah, not just fishy. Sinister. Well,
we're nice to each other. She made me cookies. I lent her my car. My car!
If it makes you feel better, I'm fine.
My roots are planted in the past, though my life is changing fast. Who I am is who I wanna be. A single mom who works too hard, who loves her kids and never stops, with gentle hands and the heart of a fighter. I'm a survivor.
Oh, Rhonda. Your door. Anything but your door.
Look, Van, I'm terribly sorry.
Get away from me, you car wrecker!
Okay, Van, okay. Do not overreact. Oh. Sure, it's something that we could very easily fix.
Whoa, not the door. The door is the hardest part to fix.
Oh, man. Van's gonna cry.
Gonna cry. No, I'm not gonna cry. That's fine.
But I'll be damned if I let you people see me not cry.
Oh, I better go after him. I've seen him like this before. He writes poetry.
That's perfect. I need a poem for school. Written on a fifth grade level.
Reba, did you do this to Van's car?
It wasn't all my fault. There was a pole involved.
Oh, yeah, and last week when you wrecked your car, there was a fence involved. Now, could it be that you were driving without your glasses again?
You don't live here. Why am I talking to you?
Rhonda, Rhonda, the car I was so fond of. I wish I could fix you. With a magic wand.
Honey, that is beautiful. Yeah, for a second grader.
Van, again, I am so sorry about Rhonda.
Yeah, well, now I'm gonna have to go rent a Honda.
Reba, if you're gonna drive at night without your glasses, you're gonna have to take other steps.
She wasn't wearing her glasses? Cheyenne, she wasn't wearing her glasses. How rich!
Easy, honey.
No, I'm fine. I mean, why should Mrs. Magoo wear her glasses?
I hate my glasses. They make me look like a grandma. Zip it.
Well, then why the heck don't you just get laser eye surgery?
I don't have time to do something like that.
Well, Reba, you gotta do something because this family is running out of cars.
Mom, you should really think about getting that laser thing done. I mean, it only takes an afternoon. I'd be happy to stay home and look after you.
Or I could look after her. Well, she's blind and defenseless. I'm gonna go read Rhonda a poem.
Will you at least think about getting it done?
I am getting it done, Cheyenne. On Tuesday, I had my consultation today. Oh. You wanna hear something ironic? The pole that I smashed into today was in the eye doctor's parking lot.
Well, so you're doing it. That's great. Okay, so I'll stay home and take care of you.
No. No, I don't want anybody to take care of me. I just need to ride there and back, and then I want to be left alone.
Oh, I'm so excited. So are you just getting the eyes done, or are you going to do the bags, too?
Can I do that?
You are doing so well, Mom. And Step. And Step.
I know how to walk. I'm not a baby.
Oh, no, you're not. You're a big girl. Yes, you are. So, how long till you can see?
A few hours. The kind of surgery I had is where they don't cut your eyeball. They just scrape it off, so the recovery's a little bit longer. Good Valium. Good freaking Valium.
Okay, I'm gonna lead you to the couch now, all right? Okay. It'll be a little trust exercise.
All right. Oop.
Hello?
Oh, I'll call you back.
Cheyenne! Mom, I'm sorry.
Glenn called Jennifer. He is so cute.
Okay, I'll help you to the couch. Come on.
No, forget it.
Well, Mom, are you sure you're gonna be okay? I feel guilty leaving you like this.
Looking forward to some alone time. Go on to the movies. I'll be fine.
Okay, but call me if you need me. I'll have my cell phone, okay?
All right.
Hello? Oh, no, it was nothing. My mom's just blind and she fell.
So tell me everything. Oh, my God!
Oh, I'll call you back. Where are you going?
I am totally, like, going in the house. Move, please.
No, you can't go in there.
Why?
Because you can.
Why?
Well, just because I can't tell you.
Why?
Because Mom got the laser eye surgery and she doesn't want anyone fussing over her.
She's in there?
This is perfect.
I have a score to settle. A vendetta.
No, Van, no vendettas. Come on. Why don't you just forgive Mom and go to the movies with me, please?
You know what? You're right.
Thank you.
That's what I'm gonna do.
Yes.
Forgive her. You know why? Because you asked me and I love you.
Aw, baby.
Let me borrow your phone. I'm gonna call ahead for some tickets.
Okay, I'm gonna go get the car.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Barbara Jean, hey. Just wanna let you know, Mrs. H is in trouble. I know. But she doesn't want anybody to help her. And I just wanted to call to make sure that whatever you do, you don't sneak over here and make sure she's okay. Bye now. That was for you, Rhonda.
Me a cup, water. Okay, now I'm hungry. All right, fine dandy. Sandwich. Where's the bread? Here? Bread was right here just the other day. I know I put it here. Oh, ha ha ha, there it is. Okay, good bread. There you go. Bologna and cheese sandwich. Good. No, peanut butter. Love peanut butter. Jake hid the peanut butter on me. I know. That, darn it. Was right here. Right by the bread. That's where it always is. Ah! Good old peanut butter. There you go. I can do this all by myself. I don't need Cheyenne. Knife. Need a knife. Oop, that's a fork. That's a fork. That's a spoon. Ah. Where'd the bread go? Ah. Where's the other piece of bread? Fewer carbs this way. Barbara Jean, what are you doing here?
You can hear.
How did you know I was here? I didn't want anybody to know.
He made me promise I wouldn't say.
Brock?
No, Van.
No! Barbara Jean, I'm gonna say this as nice as I possibly can. Please leave me alone.
Reba, I can't. I saw you in here fumbling around. It was pathetic. Drinking a plant. Reba, let me be your eyes. I'll read to you, and I'll cut up your food, and I'll teach you how to put your makeup on. The right way.
Okay, that's it. I didn't ask you to be here. I don't want you here. Now get out.
Oh, fine. If that's the way you feel about it, I'm leaving. Goodbye, Reba. And good luck.
Barbara Jean, I know you're still here.
All right. Fine. I'm leaving.
Barbara Jean.
What?
Get out of here! Barbara Jean. Huh. Marco
Polo.
Barbara Jean!
Ah, I can't leave you! Now, since you can't watch TV, I thought that for entertainment, I could read to you.
Read? Why? Just to prove you can?
I chose a classic, Oliver Twist.
Okay.
Boring, 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 blah, blah, orphan, orphan. Okay, here we go.
Please, sir, I want some more.
More? Are you still reading or did you just pass gas?
Hey, we're back. Oh, look, it's Barbara Jean. I guess we're even. Right, Mrs. H?
Really? Go check the other door.
Oh, I'm real scared.
All right, Barbara Jean, I'll take over from here.
Oh, no, I can't leave yet, Cheyenne. I haven't taught Reba to catch the little ball with a bell in it. Reba, can you hear it? Reba!
All right, you stay here. I'm gonna go get my cell phone from the car. Oh, well, even though Mom didn't want your help, I'm sure you were a very good nurse.
Yeah. You know, as a kid, I always wanted to be a nurse.
Mm-hmm.
In the high school talent show, I juggled bedpans. Oh, my book. I left my little Dickens in the house.
Oh, Cheyenne, I'm glad you're back. I couldn't wait to tell you about my day with Barbara Jean. Mm-hmm. You know, you'd think that having a laser shot in my eye would be the worst part of my day, but it wasn't. Do you have any idea what she did?
No.
Well, she sang to me, and then she read to me.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, yeah. And this really bad accent. Now, I usually don't make fun of people's accents, but hers was like, "Please, sir, may I have more? More?" Oh, man. I was thinking to myself while she was here, why this couldn't have been deaf, too?
Mom, what'd you say to Barbara Jean to make her cry?
Barbara Jean? Oh, crap.
Oh, honey, maybe she was just kidding around.
She does not have a sense of humor, Brock. Brock, get rid of her. I do not want to talk to her.
Barb Jean?
No. No, it's me. Boy, you really can't see anything, can you?
No.
So, listen, Barbara Jean told me what happened between the two of you, and I gotta say, Reba, it sounds like you were a little mean.
Oh, I knew that's what she was gonna say. That's why I came over here, because I just had to give you my side of the story.
Okay, great, great. What's your side?
Well, for one thing, I made it clear that I wanted to be left alone, but she insisted on staying. You know how annoying she can be. Oh, Brock. Don't play dumb with me. You said it just the other day. Man, sometimes Barbara Jean really gets on people's nerves.
No. No. I never said that. What I said was, you know, that's not the point. Now, look, Reba, if you had seen Barbara Jean's face, I don't think you'd be defending yourself. In fact, I think you'd be apologizing right now.
Nah. On the other hand, nah, nothing.
But no, wait, wait, wait. What were you gonna say? Look, Reba, just pretend that I'm her. Now, what would you say?
Oh, you just tell her.
No, I swear I won't.
Well, I guess I would say to her, I got mad when you tried to help me. Because I hate thinking I might need help. It scares me.
Go on.
Mostly because of the way my life has turned out makes me worry that there won't be anybody around to help me when I really need it. But the truth is, I don't need to worry about that because it looks like I'm always going to have someone there for me. I know you're there, Barbara Jean, so you can hug me now.
Was it because we're just so close you could sense my presence?
No, I can still smell the peanut butter on you.
Oh, Reba, I will never, ever forget what you just said, ever. Oh, honey, I gotta go write this in my diary while it is still fresh in my mind. Oh. And then she turned to me and she said, "Barbara Jean, I apologize. You have made my life a garden of orchids."
That was very nice, Reba.
Yeah, I regret it already.
Okay, I get it. You don't want to talk about it. Fine. So how's your eyesight?
Actually, it's pretty amazing. Whoa!
Yeah.
You have gotten old. Van! Wake up. Made you some more cookies.
Really? Mm-hmm. You're not mad about the whole Barbara Jean thing?
No. Actually, I made these cookies as a peace offering. Forgive and forget. That's me.
Oh. Wait a minute. Forgive and forget isn't you. Your hell hath no fury. You put something in these.
Just double chips. Come on, Van. Either you're going to eat the cookies or you're not. Sooner or later, we have to learn to trust each other again.
Jake, have a cookie.
Cool.
How is it?
Really good.
How'd it go?
Great. I took the cookie you told me to.
Next, a fresh episode of the WB comedy hit, Mom.